reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24. Chanting the song, My Lord Shiva, 31 and 32. So 32 is on the board. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Maitreya.
Upacha. Iti. Anuprosha. Kirtayo Bhagavan Aho Tan Shivaha Bhadanjalim Rajaputram Narayana Paro Vachaha Maitreya Vacha Iti Anuprosha Hidayo Bhagavan Ahatam Shiva Bharanjalim Rajaputram Narayana Paro Vachaha Maitreya Vacha Iti Anuprosahitayo Bhagavan Ahatam Shiva Bharanjalim Rajaputram Narayana Paro Vacha Maitreya Vacha Iti Anuprosahitayo Bhagavan Ahotan Shiva Bharanjalim Rajaputram Narayana Paro Vachaha Maitreya Vacha Iti Anuprosahidayo Bhagavanahotam Shiva Bharanjalim Rajaputram Narayana Paro
Iti Anuprosha Maitreya Vacha.
Maitreya Vacha.
The great Saint Maitreya continued to speak. Iti. Thus. Anuprosha Hiridaya.
Very kind hearted.
Bhagavan. The Lord. Aho. Said. Done. Unto the Prachetas. Shivaha. Lord Shiva. Bada Anjala. Bada Anjalin. Who was standing with folded hands. Rajaputram. The sons of the king. Narayana Paraha. Lord Shiva. The great devotee of Narayana. Vachaha. Words. Translations in purple by His Divine Grace, the Boy Charanadavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki. I'll read text 31 of first. Idam Viktam Japavyam, Pravitram Mangalam Param, Nisrayasha Taram Chapi, Shutyatam Tad Patami Iva. Now I shall chant one mantra, which is not only transcendental, pure and auspicious, but it is the best prayer for anyone who is aspiring to attain the ultimate goal of life. When I chant this mantra, please hear it carefully and attentively. Purport. The word viviktam is very significant. No one should think of the prayers recited by Lord Shiva as being sectarian. Rather, they are very confidential. So much so that anyone desiring the ultimate prosperity or auspicious goal of life must take the instructions of Lord Shiva and pray to and glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Lord Shiva himself did. The great sage Maitreya continued, out of his causeless mercy, the exalted personality, Lord Shiva, a great devotee of the Lord, Narayan, continued to speak to the king's sons, who were standing with folding hands. Lord Shiva voluntarily came to bless the sons of the king, as well as to do something beneficial for them. He personally chanted the mantra so that the mantra would be more powerful. And he advised that the mantra be chanted by the king's son, Rajaputras. When a mantra is chanted by a great devotee, the mantra becomes more powerful. Although the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is powerful in itself, a disciple upon initiation receives the mantra from his spiritual master. For when the mantra is chanted by the spiritual master, it becomes more powerful. Lord Shiva advised the sons of the king to hear him attentively, for inattentive hearing is offensive. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karadha Shiva Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here it's mentioned how Lord Shiva appeared voluntary to the sons of the Prachetas. So this is the kindness of a great devotee. He doesn't have to do what he does, but he voluntarily comes and enlightens the living entities on behalf of Krishna. Krishna wants all living entities to come back home, back to Godhead. And Krishna comes and makes this message clear. And his devotees also, wanting to please the Lord, they also come and assist the Lord in his different pastimes. So, this is the greatness of Prabhupada voluntary. He went to the Western countries. Didn't have to go. But that was his kindness. He voluntarily went there and look what happened. Otherwise, what wouldn't have happened? If Prabhupada went to the West, it would still be the same chaotic situation. But simply by Prabhupada's voluntary going to the Western world and giving Krishna consciousness, we can see the great transformations that have happened. So this is the greatness of a great soul. They voluntarily come, and if you're fortunate enough to be able to meet them or hear them, then that is our great fortune. He said, Lord Shiva not only come to bless them, but also he wanted to help them advance. So we see here also Lord Shiva appeared here in Mayapur voluntary before the for Nimbarka. Nimbarka and his group were just having some kirtan and discussion. He just became pleased out of his cause, his mercy, he saved, and he appeared before them and he gave them blessing. So his blessing, and also he helped them by helping them to have a sampradaya, which he became the no, that was the Rudra Sampradaya. He appeared to Vishnu Swami. Voluntary. Vishnu Swami is also here. They were worshipping Lord Shiva, but Lord Shiva voluntarily appeared before them. And so gave his blessings, and he wanted to help them. So he actually became a head of a new Sampradaya that became known as the Rudra Sampradaya. So, these pastimes happened here in this island of Rudradweep. In the north side, there is a place called Shankarshan Ketra or Nilahotra Ketra. There's a form of Lord Shiva, Nilahotra, who resides in that portion of Rudradweep. I think it's by Rukmapur, the other side of, like, Belpakur. There's another place, Rukmapur, which is another border of the Dham. It's known as Shankarshan Ketra, Leelanohita Ketra. Maybe because Shankarshan is, because Nityananda Prabhu was known as Shankarshan. Nityananda used to perform pastimes in that area. So that area became known as Shankarshan Ketra. And also because Lord Shiva is worshipful, or is Lord Shiva is an expansion of Shankarshan, so in that way also the air is known as Shankarshan Ketra, but he stays there, and he has his residence. And Jayapataka Maharaj was giving in his Vyasa Puja on the Adivash, during the Adivash, he was speaking about this Lohita Shiva who stays here, and he said that he was indicating that there was a form of this. This form is in Jarakanda, there is a form there of Nila Lohita Shiva in Jarakanda, and he was advising those who are preachers, those who go to that area in their preaching, they should make some inquiries about that. Apparently he was indicating maybe it's the same deity that belongs here in Rudradweep. Anyway, that Lord Shiva is personally appearing out of his cause, this mercy. And now he's giving this mantra. It's a long mantra, actually. It goes on for many, many verses of this mantra, glorifying the Supreme Person of the Godhead. So, this is the meaning of the mantra. Prabhupada's talking about how the mantras in his purport, how they gain potency also when they're when they're chanted by a pure devotee of the Lord. So the mantras in themselves, they reveal Krishna. The Maha Mantra is a great chanting for deliverance because it reveals Krishna to the living entity to deliver them from the material existence. So as these mantras, they can deliver Krishna, they can also cover Krishna or withhold their potency. The holy name of Krishna is none different than Krishna. So we're dealing with Krishna. So he can reveal, he can cover. And those people who become offensive in devotion, so then Krishna withdraws his potency and they lose all attraction for his name. That's because he has withdrawn his potency. So, just like the Gayatri mantra. Gaya, it means to reveal. And Tri means the essence, the three Vedas, or the essence of the three Vedas. So what is that that reveals the essence of the three Vedas? Krishna, Bhagavad Gita says, it is I who am to be known through the Vedas. So, that which reveals Krishna, that Gayatri, that this is Jiva Goswami's explanation of Gayatri Mantra. That which is actually revealing Krishna. So it's like the Maha Mantra, we say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. O energy of the Lord, please engage me in the service of the Lord. So the Gayatris, they're like their mothers, they're like Gayatri. As Prabhupada says, it's Madhahara, addressing the energy, Madhahara, please engage me in the service. So Gayatri, it's indicating his potency of the Lord, known as Gayatri Devi or Saraswati or Savitri, which are the female counterparts of Vishnu. Savitur is Vishnu, Savitri is his counterpart, Saraswati is the Mahasaraswati, which is the wife of Lord Vishnu. So these are the potencies of the Lord that reveal the Lord, so we're approaching the energy of the Lord, like in the Maha Mantra. Please engage me in the service, so please reveal the Lord. So this is the potency of these mantras, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. The deliverance of Kali Yuga is a sound vibration. It's the holy names of Krishna. And the holy words that are coming from the holy mouths of the pure devotees, that reveal and explain the meaning of the mantra. So they're also revealing the sound vibration. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakka Chititi Koriyayaka. That is also revealing. We get an instruction from the guru, from the mouth of the guru, and we put it into practice, that reveals. So much potency is in the sound vibration, especially in Kali Yuga, it's become the Yuga Dharma. So this is how much respectful we should be for the holy name. What we've been given the holy name is actually Krishna himself. So therefore it's guarded, Krishna guarded himself by offering these 10 offenses so that we may not disrespect Krishna. So there's 10 offenses that we have to pass through before Krishna will be revealed. So this is the potency of mantra. It can reveal or it can hold. It's like Garatha Pandit. His guru was Pundarik Vidyanidhi Mahasaya. And Garatha approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said that I spoke with someone, I told my mantra to someone. Because Gayatri mantras, they shouldn't be revealed to others. So he said, I revealed my mantra, I spoke it to another person, and now when I meditate on my mantras, I don't get the same perception. So Mahaprabhu, will you please give me again, you whisper that mantra in my ear, and then it'll become reawakened again, and then I'll be able to chant nicely again. Mahaprabhu said, be very, very careful, Karadhara. He said, you're treading on very, very dangerous ground here. You cannot jump over. You've made one fault. You cannot rectify it by jumping over your authority. Your guru has given you that mantra. Be very, very careful that you don't respect the giver of the mantra. He is your authority. But he gave him a great warning then. Of course he said, actually, Pondarik is coming in a few days. I thought he was coming to see me, but now I can understand. He's simply coming to see you because of your desire to have to hear the mantra again. So don't worry, you'll be here. You can ask your guru and he can give the mantra. So here, that's showing the potencies of the mantra. They can cover themselves, they can withdraw themselves. So, this is the Krishna's appearing in Kali Yuga in the form of a sound vibration. It's the incarnation of the Lord. I was in Srila Prabhupada's room here in the Lotus Building, and I was just sitting there with Satsarupa Maharaj, and Prabhupada was chanting in japa, and he was walking backwards. You go in his room, he's got a bedroom and his room where his desk he used to do his work. And he was walking in from one room to another, and he was very softly chanting. It was very, very grave. Just walking backwards and forwards. Then he came and he stood right in front of us. We were sitting on the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. And he said, this chanting of Hare Krishna, he said, this is the sound incarnation of the Absolute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He said it really, really grave. You could really feel the awe-ness of the Absolute was present. So Prabhupada was appreciating that he could, of course he had that realization, but he also revealed a little bit of the power of the potency of the Holy Name. And Prabhupada says he did Hare Krishna address, how the chanting should be heard from however, should be heard from the lips of a pure devotee, so that immediate effect can be achieved. And the chanting from the lips of non-devotees should be avoided as far as possible, inasmuch as milk touched by the lips of a serpent causes a poisonous effect. So these mantras we have to hear from a few devotees coming from the spiritual master, coming through the bona fide sampradaya. And at the time of the Pancharatriki initiation, and the devotees get these particular mantras. And the subject of the mantra is generally it's the worshipful deity of the sampradaya. So your guru will give you the deity's mantra that they particularly that sampradaya. Like Ramanuja, we know he's Mula, they had the Mula mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Because he was worshipping Lord Narayana, Lakshmi Narayana, as his worshipful deities. So, you'll get initiated into that, whether it's a Vishnu Tattva mantra or it's a Devata mantra. But anyway, if you hear it from a bona fide source, then the disciple will he will learn that mantra, he will chant that mantra that he has heard from the mouth of a pure devotee, and then it gains great, even more potency. This is how the pure holy name is transmitted. It has to come from a pure source. This is why Prabhupada's stressing purity so much in this mission, because the holy name is Krishna himself. He has to have a vaham, he has to have a carrier to go all over the world. This is Yuga Dharma. So to spread all over the world, he has to have a carrier who's going to take the holy name all over the world. So he has to have a pure source. So that carrier is the mouth of a pure devotee. So when a devotee becomes pure, then he can carry that message with him wherever he goes. And then the holy name can go to every town and village. And it will be effective when the devotees chant there. That has great effect on the hearers. And so it will act. So, purity is the force. So, that's why Prabhupada is stressing. Purity, then you can carry the holy... Otherwise, how the holy name will be carried? The holy name will come where there is purity. Krishna will come to Vrindavan because it's the manifestation of Balaram, the Sudha Sattva position. Nityananda Gauranga will descend to the Dham because it's a manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram will expand as Krishna's shoes, Krishna's chair, Krishna's bed, Krishna's couch, as Ananda Dev. So it has to, Krishna, wherever Krishna comes, he has to be pure. So therefore Prabhupada is, the holy name is coming. Where is that pure place? It's on the tongue of everyone. So Prabhupada is stressing, become pure, then you can be a carrier of that pure holy name. Then it will be effective. We can take to every town and village of the world. So So just like we get initiated into Krishna's mantras, we're in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and we get initiated into the Krishna mantras, because Lord Brahma was initiated into Krishna's mantra. So we're coming in his Sampradaya, therefore we're receiving his mantra. Brahma received the Gayatri, the Kama Gayatri, Gopal Gayatri, in the beginning of creation, and so this mantra is coming down in this Sampradaya. So these are the mantras we're receiving. We're also receiving Gauranga's mantras, Gayatri mantras. Of course he came only 500 years ago, but the Pancharatiki system of worship is they're making Gayatris for the different personalities. So we get Guru Gayatri, we get Gauranga Gayatri. Yeah. So these are spiritual vibrations that the that become revealed. They purify and they also reveal. Just like the name of Ram gives liberation, freedom from material existence. When that is achieved, then the name of Krishna will reveal Krishna. So, okay, Nabadi Dham Bhapmya. Yeah, he says the holy names of Krishna and Rama are here. Paraka and Taraka. Paraka is Ram, he gives liberation, and Krishna is Taraka, he gives prema. So when we chant the names of Ram and Krishna, Ram liberates and Krishna gives the prema. So here in Navadvipa, when you chant the names of Nitai Gauranga, then Hari and Krishna, the names Krishna and Ram, they come searching for that person. Who's chanting the names of Gaur Nitai? Who's chanting Gaur Nitai? When Ram comes, he gives liberation. Krishna comes, he gives prema in the form of the holy name. So these are our spiritual sound vibrations. And it said in the heart of the jiva, bound up in the material world, the Sanskrit alphabet, the sounds of the Sanskrit alphabet are spiritual sound fragments. And they have each sound has a particular potency. So when you chant this, you can, that potency can be revealed if you chant properly. So each Sanskrit, the letter of the alphabet has a specific potency. So when you join them together, then it becomes more potent, then you get like a beach mantra. Om. Om is the beach. And it indicates eternality. Om. Those who practice Om meditation, chanting Om, and maybe you can perceive sometimes eternality. So it reveals the eternal aspect, Sat, Chit, Ananda, the three aspects. Oim, Rim, Shrim. These give knowledge. These are revealing the chit potency, the knowledge-giving potency. And like king, it gives ananda. So that reveals the ananda process. You get satchit ananda, revelations. So these sound sound fragments are eternal, vibrating within the heart of the jiva. So when when a person becomes pure and he starts to chant, it has a great potency, has great effect. Even for, you know, not only for devotees, but for anyone. The tantrics, they're very much fond of mantras because they harness onto their particular potency. And then they can do magic with those mantras. When they learn how to chant properly and purely, whatever it takes to do it, but then they get their potency. And then simply by chanting that mantra, they can get siddhi, things like that. Of course, this is not the purpose of a devotee, to get any kind of siddhi or materialistic siddhi from the mantras. But if you want pure devotion, which is the ultimate revelation, Krishna's bhakti mama vijananti, I can be known by bhakti only, I can be revealed only by bhakti. So if you want bhakti, then you get these particular mantras that, if we chant these mantras, and they are revealing these different beaches or seed. Bija means seed, Om. So therefore we get Om. Om Namo Shivaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then if you add more, then you will get Gayatri, Gayatri mantras by adding more. By adding the deity's name, then you will get different kinds of Gayatri mantras according to the names of Krishna you get. So, these mantras, they're non different than Krishna. We chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Actually, you shouldn't reveal, some mantras shouldn't be revealed, Gayatri mantras. This beach mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, you know that story of Ramanuja? Ramanuja? Yeah, his guru said this secret mantra, but it's so powerful it will deliver anyone, so you don't tell anyone. So the next day he went up into the marketplace and he shouted, I got a great mantra to be delivered everyone. Anybody wants coming here? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So his guru found out. He was furious. What are you doing? I gave you a secret mantra and you've gone and shouted in the marketplace. And he said, Guru Maharaj, you told me it'll deliver everyone. This mantra. He said, yes, it's a fact, it will. He said, but if you're saying it out, he said, what about you'll go to hell? He said, I don't care, I'll go to hell. But let everybody else get delivered. I'll chant this mantra as long as I live. So his guru was very pleased with his devotional attitude. So that mantra is, we chant every day actually. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. But the other guy was also, the more confidential, as it says here, Lord Shiva says these mantras are confidential. Why? Because they reveal Krishna. This is the most confidential. Krishna is saying, I'm telling you confidential knowledge. And most confidential. What is that confidential knowledge? It's Krishna. That which reveals Krishna. So, then you get longer mantras like Gayatri mantras. And generally these mantras, they're revealing these are three aspects of Sambandha, Abhidaya and Prayojana. So the disciple, he meditates on the meaning of the Gayatri mantras when he's chanting them. So, because you have mantras, you know that vid means to know. To know something means there is contact, that's sambandha, relationship. So you chant the name of the deity, Gurudeva, Gauranga, vid mahi, to know Gauranga, to establish relationship with Gauranga. Then Dimahi. D is the Abhideya, the process of devotional service. And Gauranga Vidmahi. What's next? Vishwambara, Dhimahi, with meditating, and D, this is it. Abhideya, the process. In the process, Vishwambara, what is Mahaprabhu doing? What is his Vishwambara? He's filling the whole universe with Raja Prema. This is the process, giving the holy name, giving Krishna Prema. And as a result of that, Prachodaya means it is he who inspires me, who enthuses me. So this is like spontaneous devotional service. Raghunuga. So these three stages are there, Sambandha, Abhideya and Prachodaya. So generally this is what's being revealed through the Gayatri mantra. So you get particular deity of your Ishtadeva, your worshipful deity or your Sampradaya. And so you meditate on these mantras. And that they enthuse you to serve, to put into practice the process of devotional service. So here Lord Shiva is saying that you chant these mantras very attentively, because that is also an offense to chant inattentively, Prabhupada says. So So it's very important, because if we're inattentive, then nothing, whatever we do will be not, it'll be very slow if we're inattentive doing. So we can speed things up by being attentive. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gives another angle of vision of inattentiveness. When you're chanting, you're following the process, the devotional process, you're chanting the mantras, but then you feel, well, I'm not getting any taste. Well, why not? It's Krishna. The name is Krishna himself. So why is there no taste there? There should be taste. You're directly in contact with Krishna. And he said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if you're not getting taste, it can only be due to one thing. And he said that you are deliberately withholding your attention from that sound vibration. So this is inattentive. You're deliberately withholding your attention from the sound vibration, either the holy name or the instruction. And if you're deliberately withholding your name, your attention to the sound, that means generally you're deliberately putting your attention somewhere else, because your attention's got to be somewhere else. So where is it? So then it goes on to something else. So you deliberately withhold your attention from the pure sound vibration, then you put it into something else. And then we're wondering why I'm not getting a taste. Because generally that attentive to something else means something I get a taste from. Something I value. Otherwise, why my attention would go away from the holy name to something else? And what my mind is going to, which I value, it's more important than Krishna. Because Krishna and his name are non-different, but I'm willfully taking my attention from Krishna and putting on something else that I value. So it indicates the old original disease. I'm envious of Krishna. I'm more important than Krishna, actually. My mind is more important than Krishna, because I'm taking my attention away from Krishna in the form of, and I'm putting it on something else. Therefore, I'm actually greater than Krishna. I'm choosing myself of what I like about Krishna, the holy name. So it's very that subtle aspect, the original being one to be the enjoyers and control, is very deep rooted. So we can see when we get Krishna's given, still we're not attentive to. At the time of initiation, Prabhupada says in the fifth canto, Maharaj Priyavrata, and it's in connection with the holy name. At Maharaj Priyavrata, he drove his chariot behind the sun and created the dweepers. It's something incredible, you can't even believe, really. Chariot created 9 dweepers. But then the next verse he says, it's not really wonderful when you understand that even if a person, a malecha, a fallen, an untouchable, he chants the holy name of Krishna even once, he can be delivered and go back to Godhead if he chants it once. So hearing of these fantastic things in the universe, they seem unbelievable. But what's much more greater than that? It's Krishna's name, he chanted once, even by an untouchable, he can deliver him back to God. That's very, very wonderful. Far, far more wonderful than how the whole universe has been created, or what goes on within the universe. So this is Krishna's kindness. He's descended in this age of Kali in the form of his own holy name. So Prabhupada says in that purport, at the time of initiation, he said the disciple gets a spiritual body. And Prabhupada said, Krishna recognizes you by your name. When you get initiation, at the time of initiation, you get a name. Prabhupada said, Krishna recognizes you by that name from that time on. So, Prabhupada says, you get a spiritual body, yeah, because Guru is also going to give you the holy name. You're going to have something purity there for the holy name to come. So Prabhupada says, you may not see how you get a spiritual body. It's not all of a sudden, you know, another four hands come out or something like that. But he said that you may not understand how you get the spiritual body. So, but you have to accept, according to the Shastra and the Acharyas, that's the statement, so you have to accept it. And he quotes that shloka, how bell metal, when mixed with another chemical, it turns into gold. So he says similarly, even a person from an untouchable class, if he's initiated according to the Panchatric system, bona fide sampradaya, bona fide guru, bona fide mantra, he can be delivered. He gets a spiritual body. But Prabhupada said, you may not see how the body has changed. It looks like exactly the same body. He said, but you have to admit the subtle body changes. He said, because before you were initiating, you know, we didn't know anything. We didn't know about Krishna, about the holy name. And all of a sudden, we get initiated, and now it's, you know, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Everything is Krishna, everything is Krishna service, everything is Krishna service. It's nothing but Krishna, isn't it? That's all. And completely the old self we've forgotten, everything else we've kind of forgotten. So Prabhupada said, you have to admit that the subtle body's changed. Now it's Krishna, it's all Krishna, we only speak Krishna, discuss Krishna. He says, so, and of the two, the subtle body is more important than the gross body. It's because of the subtle body you get another gross body. So the subtle body is more important in determining what you're going to get next. He said, so actually the subtle body changes. He said, that you can see practically. So anyway, this is what we're dealing with. This Krishna has come in the form of his holy name. He's so kind. Anybody can chant anywhere, anytime, any place, young, old. There is no discrimination. So how? No, but this is who we are dealing with. We are dealing with Krishna when we chant his holy name. Now, how careful we should be, actually. How attentive we should be. And if we are attentive, and if we do approach Krishna with that proper understanding that he is none different than his name, and approach in the mood of service rather than wanting to take something from Krishna, then that attitude, by that attitude, then Krishna actually will reveal himself through his holy name. But progression is there. Nama Rupa Guna Leela. So first Krishna will, the holy name will reveal his presence. So you'll be able to feel the presence of God when you're chanting his holy name, you'll realize it. He's none different than I'm feeling the presence of God in Krishna's holy name. Then he'll reveal his form. Of your worship, O Lord, and that he will reveal that form in your heart. Then the qualities of Krishna will be revealed. And then actual Leela will be revealed, and then you can ultimately enter into the Leela. So it's a progression. So we shouldn't jump over to the Leela. But first we should understand Krishna and his name are known different than Amarina. That we have to be very attentive. In the Rig Veda it says, when chanting mantras, he said the mantra should be within the mind, and the mind should be within the mantra. Then you get the result of your mantra. So complete absorption in the mantra, the mind is completely absorbed in the mantra, and the mind, mantra is completely absorbed in the mind. In other words, nothing is existing except that sound vibration. Then you get the fruit of your japa, specifically referring to japa. So that what Srila Prabhupada gave us, what our acharyas and the gurus are giving us, chant 16 rounds, japa, is specifically for our own self-realization. How attentively we can do that and be absorbed in that sound vibration. That's specifically for our own advancement, for our own self-realization. Then once that is achieved, when you can actually perceive the presence of the Lord in that sound vibration, all the other manifestations, the Holy Name will reveal His form, His qualities, and all of His pastimes. So, this is who we're dealing with, Krishna in form, His Holy Name. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nithai Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Go. What?
Question.
Question, okay.
What have you, would we understand that the same truth would be there, that the Shastra becomes more potent when translated or spoken by the pure devotee?
The last sentence?
The Shastra also becomes more potent when translated or given by the pure devotee.
Yeah, in the purport set, the mantra becomes more powerful when chanted by a pure devotee. Ajandananda's question, Prabhu's question is, the Shastra also become more potent. Great. Yes. Yes. It's the sloka in the body, it becomes, what is it? The ripened fruit, the mango, it becomes sweeter when pecked by the parrot, Shukadeva Goswami, then it becomes even more sweeter. And then we read the commentaries of the acharyas, oh, it becomes very sweet sometimes. Even more sweeter. So yeah, it's unlimited, it can expand in, you know, so many directions. Someone, we were talking about Kupcha yesterday, so I looked up and how Kupcha was, Krishna lifted up and he straightened her up, and made her into a beautiful, beautiful young woman. Someone asked me, who was she in previous life? But then I read the Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's, and he said that he addressed her as Prithibi, or Earth, Mother Earth, Earth, who's an expansion of Bhumi Devi, who's an expansion of, who is the Bhushakti, who is Satyabhama. So Satyabhama is Krishna's wife, so Kupcha is actually coming down from Satyabhama as the Earth. And so I read Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's comment, and he had so many sweet things that you could never even, you know, comprehend how she's coming down from Satyabhama, the Bhushakti, to Bhumi, to Prithvi. And because, and Krishna says, because you're the earth and you become overburdened by all the unnecessary defense forces, Krishna came to relieve the burden of, because you're actually an expansion of Mother Earth, of Earth, because you are, the world was overburdened, you become overburdened. And therefore, that's why you're hunchback, that's why you're bent over, because you're overburdened. So I've come to reduce that burden of the earth, so he picked her up, made her into a beautiful straight woman. And because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that I am the fragrance of the earth. So this is the quality of the great quality of the earth. Because she was earth, and she with the greatest quality is fragrance. That's why she was coming with the Aguru and the sandalwood pulp, that nice scented fragrance she was given. She gave to Krishna and Balaram. Because that was the quality of Mother Earth, the great offering of Mother Earth. There's so many little sweet things come out that when we read the different, otherwise how do you possibly comprehend? He said. But they have the truth so they can reveal the truth. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says that don't think the absolute truth is limited. You can reveal the truth. You can have revelation of truth that's never been revealed before. It's the devotees can do that. In your service you will have revelation that's never been revealed before, because you cannot say the truth. It's limited, the absolute truth. So he said anybody at different times, you can reveal something that's never been revealed before. So yes, you can, always expanding.
Hare Krishna. So, so how can you preach the followers of Lord Shiva?
How can you?
We preach the followers of Lord Shiva that Krishna is supreme. Because we have few evidence, like in Tritiya Yuga, Lord Ramachandra, he worshipped Shiva in Rameswaram. Then in Dwapar, in Ujjain, Sandipani Muni also is worshipping Lord Shiva. And in Kali Yuga also, in Ekachakra Dham, the parents of Nityananda Prabhu, they are also worshipping Lord Shiva. So how can you say them that Krishna is the supreme and Shiva is the devotee of Lord?
Well, Prabhupada answered that a few purports ago. But, Krishna, what did he say? Krishna, I don't know, read it. I think not only are the devotees dear to Lord Shiva, but he respects them as much as he respects the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, devotees of the Supreme Lord also worship Lord Shiva as the most dear devotee of Lord Krishna. They do not worship him as a separate personality of Godhead. As stated in the list of the Namaparadas, it's an offense to think that the chanting name of Hari and Hara or Shiva are the same. Devotees must always know Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Person of Godhead and Lord Shiva is his devotee. A devotee should be offered respect on the level of the Supreme Person of Godhead, and sometimes even more respect. Indeed, Lord Rama, the Personality of Godhead himself, sometimes worships Lord Shiva. If a devotee is worshipped by the Lord, why should a devotee not be worshipped by other devotees on the same level with the Lord? So, Krishna, if we see such a great devotee of the Lord, then he is offered very respect, even by the Lord himself. What's your question? How you can preach to them? Well, you say, Brahma Bodhi Chatamukhi, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Mahadeva Panchamukhi, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. But Sri Ranul Brahma, they also chant the names of Krishna and Rama. So, we also love Lord Shiva so much, we're also chanting Krishna's names and Rama's names. But if you're really a devotee of Lord Shiva, a follower of Lord, then you can also chant Krishna and Rama's name. Because he's so great. Then the holy name will purify them more, and then they'll be able to understand the position of Lord Shiva. They're chanting Hare Krishna, we're chanting Hare Krishna, why don't you chant Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna. Shut him. We're saving.
One more question. So one student is asking that according to the modern physics, we have come to know that the Earth planet is very closer to Sun. Earth is very closer to the moon and far from the sun. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Earth is very closer to sun and the moon is far. Just like it is contradiction. So how can you say that Earth is very closer to sun?
It seems like a contradiction. The sun is said to be further away from the earth, and sometimes it's said the moon is further away from the earth. Sataputra gives an explanation. Because we're talking about varshas here, plains of the different varshas. So you've got a flat varsha. Planet Earth is here, say, and the sun and the moon are here. Here. So from the earth on this plane, the sun is here, you can measure up to this level, the sun's level. And you can measure up to the moon, it's up here, it's a greater level from the plane. Okay? But the sun, maybe, the earth is here, the sun may be here. And the moon may be there. No, sorry, there. So if you measure it, the moon, from the plane, the moon is closer to the plane than the sun is closer to the plane. That's how he described it. Did I get it wrong? If you're taking from this point of Earth, then we see that the moon looks closer right? And the sun is looks farther away, but it's lower, but it's further distance, you know. But if you move the earth here, then the sun is very close. You have to ask a scientist, I'm not a scientist. But anyway, he explained it like that. In the big temple, yes? Yes. I hope so. Prabhupada said he wanted it, so the position of the sun and moon. We can see. A few years we will see. Yeah, don't say remember that.
If we chant our japa during Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puksha, or in class, or even during kirtan, can we consider this attentive chanting?
Chanting?
Attentive chanting. If we do our japa during, in the temple, I guess some they can do, but I personally...
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur will tell you should chant 64 rounds a day, otherwise you're not human. So, some disciples were describing you, you're saying chant 64. I see most people are not chanting 64. And Bhakti Siddhanta said, you don't see, but I see. Another thing similar we heard the other day. You don't see, but I see. He said, they all have so much service, they're all engaged in service. He said, but they're all chanting Hare Krishna. I see them all, they're always chanting Hare Krishna. But it may not be on the beads, but he said they're always chanting Hare Krishna. So, so he was making a point that there's no difference between, so, nam is seva, it's nam seva, there's 9 different angas of bhakti. So there's nam seva, it's another service. So service, the different services, shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, vandanam, they're not different actually from the chanting of the holy name. So a person's absorbed in other services, he can chant Hare Krishna also. He has to be attentive to his work, to his service. So he's maybe inattentive in that sense of the holy name, that there's something else that's happening going on. But he considered that, no, they're chanting 64, because they're always absorbed in service, and always chanting, not sitting down only on the beat 64. So Prabhupada said, at least sit down and chant Hare Krishna 16. Attentively. Hare Krishna.
So when you're chanting, is it a process of atonement or a process of
But it should be a process of love to Krishna, and then anything down from that, it would.
Like, why
did
bhakti ultimately culminating
with Radha? By practicing sadhana, it's called the infallible path of sadhana bhakti, the charisma, the infallible path. It works. The acharyas have come to give us raganuga bhakti, but we can't take it. So they've given us the process of sadhana, and it's infallible. It's been given by Nitya Siddhas. We don't practice Vedic Sadhana Bhakti, but they've given it as a process for those who need it. But it's an infallible path, they say. It's a fantastic path. It's infallible. If you follow perfectly your sadhana. So that's the idea. The sense of duty for Krishna, it will transform into a sense of love. So you can't discuss really Raghunuga Bhakti. The moment you start to discuss Raghunuga Bhakti, is gone. It's not there. You can discuss Sanana Bhakti. But Raghunuga Bhakti doesn't come under the purview of analytical study. Shankhya Yoga is pure bhakti. Or any kind of yoga. You can't achieve it. So the moment you start to discuss it, it's gone. So you do your sadhana perfectly. That's what you concentrate on. And then you can experience what is, and you can hear that feeling is there.
One thing in the course of the class, you were mentioning about
Bottom, very bottom.
So, till now we have just heard of Saraswati being a consort of Brahma. But,
Gayatri is known as Saraswati sometimes.
Yeah, so Mahasaraswati is Vishnu. And the potency probably can throw some light on that. Throw some light on Mahasaraswati and what do you call it? The potency of Mahasaraswati.
Mahasaraswati is Lakshmi. They're all the original. The Adi Shakti is Radharani, Lakshmi ji, and they're all different manifestations of Lakshmi. Gayatri, Savitri, Saraswati. But all originally, Krishna is their husband. When Keshava Kashmiri came to Navadvipa and Nimai defeated him, then he was in a state of shock and he went back to his place, and then Saraswati appeared to him. She said, "That person you were debating with is my husband." You think you can defeat him? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they reflect in the material world, then she takes the form of, as Brahma becomes, she goes in the consort of Brahma. But Brahma is the incarnation of Krishna, Rajagunam. Prabhu Hare Krishna, can you please comment? Oh, sorry. Can you please announce that there will be a seminar on Shyamananda Prabhu by Rajendranand Prabhu Ki at 5:00 to 6:30 tonight at the Mayapur tourist office upstairs. Tomorrow is his appearance day, but we did not want to conflict with the Friday night community hall kirtan. Very considerate. So today, Ratananda Prabhu will speak on Shyamananda, great preacher of Narottam. Was that right? Be there. In which stage one is able to start to realize the holy name Vishwarupa from Ahmedabad? Hare Krishna Vishwarupa Prabhu. Ahmedabad. Where's the camera? The very bold Vishwarupa Prabhu ki. At which stage one is able to start to realize the holy name? Yeah, the very moment you get it, Vishwarupa. You already started. Actually, the moment you hear it. The moment you hear it. It starts at that time. It says that by chanting Hare Krishna, one immediately gets love of Godhead. So this is a fact. Right? Nitya Chaitanya Krishna Prema, love is already there, love of Godhead is already there in the heart. It's covered. So many coverings are there. But Krishna consciousness is not something we're trying to achieve. It's something that's already there, it's simply covered, it has to be uncovered. Chaitodharpanamajanam, beginning of our movement, the teaching, Chaitanya. First cleanse the heart. Then what is the love that's for Krishna is already there. It's simply covered. So we have to remove the covering. This is the whole process of chanting Hare Krishna. So when they say that one achieves love of God by chanting the holy name, it's a fact. Because every time you say the name of Krishna, it removes the covering. So you're a little bit closer to Krishna. And another covering is gone, you're a little bit closer. That means your love is becoming manifested more and more. It's there. It's covering. You take one covering off after another, then that means your love is increasing proportionate to the covering that goes on. So it's a fact. You get love of Godhead every time you chant Hare Krishna. Another covering is gone, the more the love is manifesting. Then one day you wake up and head over heels in love with Krishna. The most natural thing. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.